Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the Old Testament reading appointed for today's morning prayer, Isaiah chapter 58, verses 3 through 8. It reads, "Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of the unjust, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." Although the Lord wants us to act righteously and compassionately, He also wants us to do so with the right intent. The Lord is far more concerned with the states of our hearts than with the works of our hands. When our hearts are pure and focused solely on glorifying God's presence in the world, then our actions will naturally align with God's will. It is much easier to align our lives with God's way when life is going well and the path is smooth. But the choices we make in our actions during difficult times really define the true states of our hearts and of our relationships with God. I invite you to reflect with me today on our outward actions and how they may or may not align with our hearts. When we are in a challenging environment, do we reach out to help or to hurt? In these times, do we choose to seek for hope or engage with the anger and hatred swirling around us? Do we listen for God's voice to give us strength and clarity? Or do we do most of the talking to God and to others? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 355 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Purity. Let us pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O Almighty God, let me walk in beauty and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made, and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Amen.